I invite you to close your eyes and feel into the joy that it gives you when you have given someone something and their excitement of receiving it, their appreciation for what you have done, floods back to you in a way that you are so overjoyed in happiness that you were able to inspire someone, to help someone, to give a gift that was received. And with that energy of feeling into that appreciation and happiness and joy of what you were able to give to someone, I'm sure there is a memory of you giving someone a gift or a kindness or a smile or something, and the reciprocation of receiving that gift, that creates an energy. And so with that energy, let's now focus that into the field, because there are those who are ready to receive the gift of your consciousness, your compassionate consciousness, to give to them so that they may feel loved, feel that someone is actually thinking of them in this moment. And so release that thought, that consciousness, that intention into the field, and have this trust, this knowingness that there is someone right now on the planet that is receiving a wave of peace. Perhaps they feel a gentle hug right now from spirit. Perhaps they're able to just relax and know that there is a solution for a problem they are looking at. And in this quantum soup of energy, know that it is being delivered exactly where it is needed. And so there is nothing more to do except acknowledge the joy that this moment has brought to you. And with this attitude of gratitude, let us now move towards the messages.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fourth channel of the month, and in this, we complete this particular series of what I have loosely called timing. We have done many channels on timing before. The ones this month we have said is a drilling down for some specifics of things that we have discussed in general before. There are so many layers when it comes to that which you call timing. The irony of that is that when you get to the other side of the veil, time is not what it is for you. Time is in a circle for us, and the circle becomes smaller and smaller until it becomes a dot, you might say. And though it still exists in some way, all time is in the now. So whereas you see it as a long, straight train track, and the train is you, you see a past and you see a present and you see a future. But let me ask you something. If that train that you see that used to be in the past and is traveling right now and is going to the future, if you see that in your mind as a straight track, would you be aware that there is no now, because that train of yours is always moving from the past to the future? It never stops. So therefore, you have to redefine the now. The now is similar to us, always in motion, moving from one state to another. If you take that train that is a straight track and you move it into a circle and you make it smaller and smaller, then the train simply goes around the same circle. That is an explanation of how we see you and how time works on this side of the veil. There is really no time. We see what you think is the past, and because it is in your Akash, you're using it, and therefore it is in the now. Are you going to use that for the future? The answer is yes, and more things that you are learning every moment in the now. Therefore, that future is also part of the now on that train that's in a little circle. I show you these things, even if you don't understand them, to set up a premise of a question. And the premise of the question is that you are far more powerful than you think. And the question is about reincarnation. Now, we have talked about reincarnation many, many times, and even the timing of it. Now, this is a little more specific, where it starts to ask a question. And here it would be, dear Kryon, is it possible that we plan our future incarnations past just who were going to be our parents? That we actually plan on perhaps where we're going to be, or what might even be what we're going to do, or perhaps what will happen? Now you get into some very interesting esoteric questions. You have free choice. This also goes into that which we would talk about, contracts, plans. Every single one who would teach you, who has been around and has the wisdom of the karmic, akashic, and other energies regarding past and future lives, will tell you something. This contract you feel you have, or this plan you feel you have, has come right from the past. It's you before you got here planning your life. So that particular question is already answered in some way. But how specific can it be? Now, regarding those contracts and plans, almost everyone will agree who teaches the Akashic Records that these contracts or plans are simply the beginning. That when you get to the planet, and you start on these things that you intrinsically feel you're supposed to do and that you begin with, because of the energy on the planet and your free choice, you can change them anytime. I've even said they're written in invisible ink. So you may feel you're supposed to do something, but what if something better because of the energy comes along? Does that mean you have to stick with the old plan or the old energy? Or can you move that contract doing something completely different and feel good about it? And the answer is yes. That is always, always your choice. So planning and contracts and all these linear things you think you do always has the ability to change them. But that doesn't answer the question. Dear Kryon, how specific is it? Can we plan the future? Let's talk about it. This is something that the ancients have done for a very long time. I want you to examine this and tell me how you feel about it. Is it real or not? There are certain belief systems on the planet. In fact, one that is the original one. And it measures its leaders and counts on reincarnation in order to have the wisdom continue for its teaching. And what I mean by that is that the leaders, perhaps, of this particular belief system know who they're going to be in the next life. They know their gender, where they will be. And then the puzzle is to find them so they can continue on teaching. So they fully recognize this idea of a school of Earth. But more than that, they see the wisdom of a shaman who is then continuing on, and they look for them in the next life. And in this life, that particular leader or shaman will say, look here in this city at this time for this gender at this age, and that will be me. I'm coming back. and I will give you signs that I am me. How about that? So not only do you have a plan, you can tell people what you're going to do and where to look. This is not old news. Let's take a look at the record of how that's worked. For this particular belief system takes that individual, when they're very young, 6 to 10 years old, finds them as they're supposed to, and then they'll train them. There has to be an intelligence there because they will send them overseas, so they will learn multiple languages. They'll come back. They'll send them to high educational schools so that they will be wise and educated. And every time that has happened, those individuals have taken on that task and been very good at it, like they simply were remembering. What are the odds that if this was random, that you would have somebody who could do that? And that's what I want to show you. It works. Other belief systems that are similar to that have chosen the Rinpoches in the same way. They go to the village and they look for the children who are reincarnate Rinpoches. Those are leaders. And they train them and they teach them in the same way. This is a system, a planned reincarnation, and it works. So let's go back to the question. How specific does it get? And the answer is as specific as you want. Dear one, old soul, listen to me. We have now new tools of working with the soul in this new energy that mimics even what the shamans were able to do so long ago. I would like to tell you that your intuition right now, as you live here, may very well come alive with what you may do next. And what happens to you this time, when you go to the other side of the veil, will then temper what you do the next time. It's starting to be a lot clearer for many who say, I'm going to come back and I want to be in this culture or that culture. I want to do this and that. And that goes into the field, into that Akashic planning. It's almost like you are, again, giving a menu to what you will do next time. The gender you will be, where you will be, and what you might accomplish. And it could even be continuing what you're doing now. There have been so many cases where those creatives have done this, especially those in music, where they will come back into the planet and continue where they were. And someone will look at their work and their compositions and say, that looks a lot like an old master. You have the same phrases, you're working the same way. And they may wink at you and say, well, that's how I feel too. Great artists will come back and continue being great artists. Some will paint in the same way they painted before. This has always been the case. Some energies, especially those of creative ones and love, compassion, carry on to the next. Sometimes shamans will come back as shamans. It's more than that. Can you, as you sit there today, understand and think about the continuation after you're gone? What a concept. There are those who will roll their eyes and say, well, crying, now you've gone a little too far. And I will tell you, just look at what has already been accomplished and what has already been done for hundreds of years in those places that do them and believe in them. That is also your gift. Now, in the circle of 12 tonight, I'm going to go further, much further, and I'm going to ask a question. Can you see the future of your own incarnation next time, and what you might do, and what your task might be, not the one you plan? Can you actually see yourself doing it? That would then perhaps even void out, can you control the future or not? We're going to discuss that in just a little while for the Circle of 12, for the members. Everyone can hear these channelings. They are complete as they are. Sometimes we'll give a little more into the Circle of 12. And that's why it exists, to help you understand yourself and your healing and how magnificent you are. And so it is.